The Lady Cats basketball team opened the regular season with an impressive 49-30 victory against Lindale on the road Tuesday night. Desi DeBase led the way with 17 points. The Lady Cats outscored the Lady Eagles by 8 points in the first quarter and 10 points in the third quarter. I talked with Lady Cats basketball coach Jeff Chapman Wednesday morning.
You know, we got a ways to go, but we were fortunate enough to come out with a win. But, you know, it's going to take some time to gel and get the kids, you know, learning to play together. We have quite a few players that have not played varsity basketball before. And we used 10 girls last night. So we're probably two deep at each position. And at the post five position, we're three deep. Mm. So, you know, it's going to take a minute. But second half was much better than the first half. First half, it was like they were playing really fast, couldn't slow down, you know, out of breath, you know, kind of like that. And I'm talking to them, okay, I will, okay. You know, and I've seen that a number of times. But, you know, that means they're trying really hard, but they're trying to calm down, but they want to do so good.
How'd the flow of the game go? Obviously, a little bit slow start, then good, better in the second half.
The flow. It was, you know, Desi came out, you know, played, you know, because, you know, she's a senior. Casey played good as a senior. Crystal as well, first half. But they've been there. And the rest of them, pretty much, Lexi, she got some quite a bit of playing time last year. She was kind of calm. But you can just tell the rookies out there that were trying to get it done. But Lindale started out, well, we probably were up 9 or 10 at different times. Desi got in foul trouble the second quarter. She had 3 fouls. And I set her and I brought Deja in, Deja Pruitt. She came in and played the one some. And that was really good. The other team, Lindale, they were in the zone at the time. And then they decided to press us when Desi went out. That's smart. I would do the same. And but we held it down. But the second half, it was a much different game. We took more control of the game. Mm-hmm. We made them turn it over a lot more. We stopped letting it go inside as much as we did the first half.
Now you go to Hugo, Oklahoma, familiar place for you.
Yeah.
I imagine they've had a lot of practice up there.
Yes, they have. They get to have 6 scrimmages in Oklahoma before they play their first game. And they may have played the game already, but I know that they've been scrimmaging and practicing, and they don't have as many sports.
KSST Sports.